think I just let Deja handle everything today. I let him sing and preach. I think Deja has had a large cup of Jesus this morning. And I thank God for that, or a large cup of coffee. But I thank God for his heart and his spirit. I know sometimes things seem tedious, and they seem like they may be out of order. But I believe in a God of order. Nothing happens just for happen's sake. God knows what's going to happen and when certain people need to be in certain places at what time. I thank God for Deja, and I thank you for taking us to the mountaintop. Those songs of Zion we sing are designed to take us into the presence of God. We have a God who is worthy of our praise. Nothing in life, nothing in this world, not your position, your posture, should ever infiltrate God's time. When it's time to give God praise, it's time to give God praise. And I thank God that David would remind us of what praise looks like. David would give us a glimpse when he would say in the 118 division of Psalms, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." And then he would say on another occasion, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." And then he would go on and say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And I often wonder why certain people don't do certain stuff, why some are loud and why some would praise. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion I ain't worried about that no more. I know I've been redeemed. And if it prompts me, that is the Spirit, to shout, I'm going to shout. If it prompts me to sing louder and y'all don't like my ignorant tone, I'm just going to sing louder regardless, because I know what God has done for Stan. Regardless of what it looks like, God is looking at our heart, and he wants to know where you're at. I saw Deja ripping up the communion table up here. And I said to myself, I'm glad my brother is a carpenter. Some of y'all will catch that on the way to the house. No problem. You break, I fix. I got a big brother that's taught me some stuff. I won't belabor this morning. Let's get into the text. Let's open up the word and hopefully we can do some justice by God's word. I am always amazed that God would allow me to open up his word and present it to his people. There's so much in there, it seems like sometimes you leave away not wondering if you did justice to God's word or not. I mean, it's just so rich and so lofty and heavenly. But yet God, in his infinite wisdom, has given us his spirit as men of God, and so we allow the spirit to do what it's designed to do. And so I want to try to bless you this morning, if I can, to encourage your hearts to stick with God. Title of the sermon, I'll go and throw it out now before I forget, is keep your head up. Just keep your head up. Regardless of what things look like, just keep your head up. You know, no matter how hard it is, just keep your head up. If it doesn't look like it's going to work out, keep your head up. If things are going good, keep your head up. If things are just indifferent and uncertain, keep your head up. But if you know that God is blessing your life for sure enough, keep your head up. And let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. We've been on a journey in the book of Hebrews 12. We've been talking about the Spirit, how it confronts and convicts, and then it does some counseling. And I want to kind of talk about a little counsel this morning. On last Lord's Day, we entitled that sermon, no whistle required. And I pray you were blessed like I was blessed last Lord's Day to know that the God of heaven is not like a coach who's all up in your face and just, you know, screaming so loud and hollering at you, you know, did you know what you were doing? Where's your head at? Get your head, you know, get back in the game. But we have a God who loves us, who allows us to experience the consequences of our sins, but then allows us to experience his grace and mercy when we come out the sin. To allow us access to the righteousness and goodness of who he is. And today I want to continue to spin off this chastening of the Lord. I want to continue to talk about what it looks like when God gets a hold of you and you let him strengthen you. When you let him pull you out of unrighteousness into righteousness, what that looks like. Because when you understand what it looks like to leave unrighteousness to righteousness, you're going to have your head up. You're going to appreciate that God took the time to let you have one more chance. Yes, sir. And you might just need to tell your neighbor, I'm taking some time this morning because this stuff here, that, man, I want to shout so loud because this God of heaven wants you to succeed. Yes. He wants you to be at home with him in heaven. Yes. But it's going to be based upon your decisions you make. The choices you make of what it looks like for you, if you would, in the end zone. But as people of God, we have to rid ourselves of tradition. We got to move past what we've been taught and start listening to the instruction of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will tell you what to do and when to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. Tradition is great. Stuff you've been taught is great. But God is greater. It never stops with what you've learned. It continues to teach you. It continues to guide you. It continues to instruct you. That is God in the Spirit. And so I want you to hear again these words from Hebrews chapter 12. Don read it so wonderfully, but let me just get some clarity of where I want to go this morning. Hebrews 12:11. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are what? Exercised thereby. Wherefore, the text says, verse 12, and here we're going to hang out, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. In our text this morning, you can hear the good news ringing from the voice of the Hebrew writer. But due to what maybe you've experienced through the chastening of the Lord, you almost start to question, what good news? What manner of joy can one experience after such a position of misery? What kind of person would dare enjoy the chastening of the Lord except he understand his heart? The exhortation here is you've been disciplined. You've been injured and sidelined by your sin. Your sin has left you defeated and at a standstill. But God, but God your Father has healed you. Your transgressions, he's forgiven you. He has pardoned all of your sins and iniquities. He's given you one more chance. Someone ought to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. Boy, I mean, any God who will say, I forgive you, who can right your wrong, amen, and make you righteous. Even after all the wrong that you've done, he can still clean you up and make you a righteous person. That's a God who deserves a hallelujah. For too long, we have been sitting in the position of self-righteousness only to be unrighteous. We have allowed our own self-pride to overwhelm us and beset us to a point to where we're at the start of the race when we should be further along. Are y'all listening to me? But yet God still says, I love you, my child. And I'm willing to allow you one more chance. You've messed it up, but since you fessed it up, now get up and keep moving. Oh, I wish I had a church I'd preach a little bit of this. You know, sometimes the people of God just need some hope, some assurance. We need some accountability as well as dependability on a God who said he can do exactly what he said he can do. And we need a people of God who are willing to accept him as God and stop limiting what he can or cannot do. Truth be told, God can do beyond any smart person's imagination in this world. He can perplex that person to a point to where even themselves will be in awe. And this is the kind of God that you got to trust your life over to. A God who says, keep your head up regardless of what it looks like. I know you can't see what I can see, but I can see your end from the beginning. I know it's going to work out for you if you just trust me. Hold on to me and let me direct your steps. Anybody in here need some Jesus this morning? Sometimes we relegate salvation to such a feeling and emotion that we forget intellect and knowledge. We forget to just read the word and let the word tell us exactly what's going to happen. Look here, I'm tired of all that up and down roller coaster stuff. I'm tired of feeling high one day and low the next. I'm tired of feeling up one day and down the next. So I've decided, and this is just me, y'all do what you want to. I'm going to keep my head up regardless of what it looks like, because God promised me that I can do all things through Christ who gives me some strength. As long as I don't frustrate Galatians 2:21, the grace of God. As long as I appreciate that he does what he does for me because he loves me. Boy, I don't know about you. This the kind of stuff that you just want to hang out in a text for a while, amen. Some of y'all say, well, yeah, you going to do that. We leaving here in about 25 minutes. Okay. But even with what God gives us one more chance, the Hebrew writer still gives us even more insight as to the hand of the Lord. He moves again back to the metaphor of running a race in our text. And he says in our text to lift up your hands. Stop dragging your feet. Clear the path for long distance. Wipe away your tears. Get back into the race. The race that you used to run, that you're still running, you're going to run better than you did before you failed. Amen. Someone needs to know when you sin, if you just trust God and ask for forgiveness, you're going to start running better than you did before you sinned. Amen. In other words, when you get broken up, God will fix you up, and you'll be better than you were before you were broken up. Can I have some time from you? Let me show you some stuff. I'd suggest to us this morning that the chastening of the Lord leaves us better and not bitter. The chastening of the Lord leaves us better and not bitter. The Hebrew writer here, he gives some imagery of the hands and the knees and the feet, which represents power of action, motion, and progression. You can't move unless you tell your body to move. Your body ain't gonna move until your mind knows to move. And your mind should not move unless God tells your mind to move. That's why Paul would say, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God. Made himself of no reputation, took the form of a bondservant, came in the likeness of man. Being found in the fashion as a man, what did he do? He humbled himself,
yes, sir.
Became obedient, even to the point of death, even death on the cross.
Yeah.
He kept his head up, church.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, regardless of what I got to go through, I got a God who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ask, think, or imagine. Are y'all out there this morning? Sometimes the people of God just need to know it's going to be all right. Tell your neighbor,
it's
going to be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
Tell your other neighbor, it's going to be all right. And sure enough, please tell yourself and your face, it's going to be all right. Enough of this frowning stuff, boy. At the end of the day, we win. Amen. I'm not in church because you're losers. I'm here because we're winners. I don't hang out with losers. Now, I used to, but we don't do that no more. Amen. So I'm trying to be on a winning team is what I'm saying. And that winning team is Jesus Christ. Let me share just three thoughts with you real quickly. I'm going to let you go. First thought, if you're going to keep your head up, first thought, you got to throw up your hands. Throw your hands up. Second thing, you got to kick your feet up. Amen. Yeah, some of y'all act like you in the lazy boy. Y'all just recline. And thirdly, keep your head up and lift up the heads and hands of other folks. Is that okay? Let me show you a few things. Get for me Luke chapter 15, Don. I need a little reading and I'll be through. Luke chapter 15, verse 17. We talked about this prodigal son last Lord's Day, and we're going to continue to talk. Bless his heart, boy. Well, he's going to go to heaven. Watch. He kept his hands all the way up the whole time. Amen. You're going to heaven. I know where you're going. I see that spirit. Amen. But I want you to see some imagery here. I want you to see what the Lord does when he truly allows a child of his to come back to the fold. When he allows him to see, yeah, you messed up, but come home. And when you get home, have your head up when you get back here. Don't come in here moping. Don't come in here dragging. Don't come in here defeated. Don't come disillusioned. Remember who you are. And come in here with your head up and let me restore you. I love the fact that when I mess up and I fess up, I get restored again. Amen. Because if it wasn't like that, I wouldn't be able to preach. Amen. But because it's like that, I got a testimony. I can tell the people of God, it's going to be all right. Amen. You know, when you accidentally cuss, y'all know how we... No? Okay. All right, wrong crowd. You know when we accidentally, you know, party too... No, that's not it. Not, let me sense my group one more time. Oh, you know when we accidentally suggest things that aren't really true. There's my crowd. You know, and then after suggesting it, you know, you already knew you was wrong before you suggested it, but the Spirit kept getting at you, kept confronting you and convicting you and saying, now you know you was wrong, Deja. Now you know you was wrong. And then finally, yeah, I know. And then you give in. And when you give in and you say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, God says, what sin? Okay, no problem. Because you recognize the error of your way, let me take that sin, throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. You don't remember because I don't remember. Get your head back in the game. Keep pushing. Keep your head up. Don't let that stuff drag you down. Hey, man, y'all know how it is when folk got some dirt on you and they don't let you get out from under the dirt. So much so they're throwing dirt on top of your dirt. Hey, amen. Truth be told, it's some of their own dirt. Hey, amen. Truth be told, y'all might have been doing the same kind of dirt. And y'all just some dirty, dirty dirt folk. But truth be told, they do that because of the simple fact that they know they stand in the same position as you. We are guilty. Yes. But God, who loves us, says, just come clean and I'll forgive you. That's the reason I died for you. That's the reason you commune around the table on Sunday morning. Ain't none of us worthy. But because of death on the cross and the blood that flows freely from Calvary, I can sit here justified, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and I can shout about keeping my head up. Amen. Sometimes you just got to pause and appreciate what God is doing for you. And when you're going to keep your head up, if you're going to keep your head up, you got to throw your hands up. Luke chapter 15, amen, I'm with you, Norbert. Let them do what they, I'm with you, man. Amen. When we get the field goal on our team, it's good. It's all good. Well, when you kick sin out your life, it's, come on, it's good. It's all good. You can appreciate that God loves you enough to say, it's okay. You can have one more chance. Truth be told, you know, so-and-so down the street needed a chance just a minute ago. So if I can give him one, I'll give you one. Any of y'all need some chances? There you go. Come on. Anybody else need some? Someone said, well, Stan, I don't want a chance from you. You're right. Don't take no chances from me. But you can take it to the bank that when you get a chance from God, he'll give you a true chance. He won't hold stuff against you. He won't allow you to suffer beyond that you're willing to suffer yourself. Truth be told, even in your suffering, your trial, and your struggle, he'll make a way of an escape so it ain't too much on you. I love a God who says, you know what? You're getting a little heavy over there, Stan. Let me get the devil to lighten up. Y'all go on back to sleep. We know who the stuff comes from. But we also know where it really originates from. It's yourself. The sin, the self-inflicted nonsense that you allow to inflict and infiltrate your mind instead of living after God and his righteousness. Is that all right? Throw your hands up. In other words, fine-tune yourself. Ask yourself, where am I at? And then when you ask yourself where I'm at, remember that you're never in too deep if you find yourself in a place that you shouldn't be. Amen. Somebody in here today. You down deep in that sin. I get it. I was just there the other day, truth be told. But you ain't never been too far gone. that God can't help you out. The prophet Isaiah would say, his hand is not short that it can't save you, nor is he a dog that he don't hear what's going on. Psalms division 30, we read it for our responsive reading. His anger's but for a moment. God get mad when you mess up, amen. But he don't stay mad long. Almost hear Tupac, I ain't mad at you. All right. Now, I didn't say God was like Tupac and Tupac was like God. Don't y'all go out there saying I said
that.
You heard me? Yes, well, stricken that from the tape. Deja going to record it, and he going to play it back. I know what kind of stuff Deja do.
Yeah.
Amen. I do love you, though. Amen. But you got some dirt, and I got some dirt.
Amen.
So since you got some dirt on me, I know we recorded earlier, so I got some dirt on you. So here's my point, though. Let me get back to my real point. My point is this. As believers, you have to recognize God can save you.
Yes.
He can pull you out of the stuff you're in. Because if you don't, your head will hang low.
Yeah.
You'll be miserable. You'll feel unworthy. You'll feel, why does he keep messing with me? What's the point? Matter of fact, God's given up on me because I'm down in this dump all by myself. But God's not like that. God's at the house. He's waiting you to return from where you left. Truth be told, he ain't been asleep. He been outside all night, all day, morning, noon, and night. He ain't been eating. He been waiting on, people. He been waiting on you to return back home. But because of your sins and your iniquity, they've hid the face of God, the prophet would say, to a point to where you feel miserable. You feel like God ain't there. Amen. Am I helping anybody this morning? Let me share something with you. Don't think you're ever in too deep that God can't get you out.
Amen.
You only in as deep water as you think. Because what's deep to you ain't deep to God.
Amen.
Truth be told, it's shallow to God. Because God done seen some stuff come from us. I better make that one of my own slogans. God done seen some stuff come from us. Uplifted hands symbolizes praise and petition to God. Whereas drooping hands speaks to weariness. Look at Luke chapter 15, round about verse number 17. You know the story of the prodigal son. He went out and spent all his daddy's money. After he came to his daddy, incorrect anyway, telling him to give him what's due him. And we talked about that. I'd have whooped him. I'm going to give you something, all right. I'm going to beat your head, but no whistle required. God's not like that. God will allow you to go your way to a far country and journey and have a good time on your journey. And he'll wait until the rock hits the bottom and you hit the bottom of the rock. Someone say, how you hit the bottom of the rock? Y'all ain't never been on the underside of a rock? That's all right. I want to talk to some real folk today. Some folk who know what it's like to be under the under, beneath the beneath, the bottom of bottoms. If David was hit, the pit. Not that pit, but the pit. But he comes and he finds himself in need and want. And the Bible says he comes to himself. Look at verse 17, read.
But when he came to himself.
When he what?
When he came to himself.
What happened?
He said.
He threw up both hands.
Yeah.
You can keep reading. I preach it. You're just going to keep reading. Because if we don't do it this way, I'm going to keep stopping. We're going to be here for long. Unless y'all ain't got nowhere to go, then we can preach till midnight. I'm kind of good with it. You know, I'm of the point now that Jesus is all I got anyway. I got Halise. She loves me dearly. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, you know, Halise can't save Stan.
Nope.
But Jesus can.
Yes, sir.
You know, and at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I know he's coming back one day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not too sure. But it's all the news that I'm hearing about people leaving. I'm trying to stay right.
Yes.
And I'm to a point to where I'm going to give God my all while I'm there. This don't cost you nothing. That's why you got to stop stressing your preachers.
Yeah.
This don't cost you nothing.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's why you got to stop, you know, acting up in church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thought I'd hang out here for a minute. Sometimes you got to pull a bus over and park. You ever on a field trip and you see something good and you got to stop? Okay, let's bring it closer home. Y'all ever taken a vacation? And it's like, ooh, that's pretty. Okay. Knowing good and well, you shouldn't have crossed all four lanes to get to that exit, but you did it anyway. Because it was something that caught your eye.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to get something that caught your eye. Just park for a minute.
Come on.
The man of God is here to help you.
Yes.
He's here to bless your life. He's here to encourage you.
Yes.
He don't need no extras.
No.
Amen. He got crisis like you got.
Yeah. truth be told, his crisis are your crisis.
Right. Yeah.
To a point to where he stays up all night long praying,
yeah.
crying, Lord, help my people. Help your people. Yes. To a point to where he's saying, help my people, because he's taking ownership.
Yes.
He loves the people of God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I got there,
yeah.
but that
yeah.
don't cost you nothing.
Come on.
Sometimes we got to recognize when we come to ourselves, throw up both hands.
Yeah.
Bible said when he came to himself, what happened?
He said
what?
How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare?
Read.
And I perish with hunger.
Read.
I will arise and go to my father.
Read.
And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven
and earth.
Before you.
No worthy.
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
Read.
Make me like one of your hired servants.
Look here. If you're going to keep your head up, you got to throw up your hands.
Yeah.
You got to recognize that you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
And the throwing up of hands and saying, God, I praise you for where I'm at right here
yeah.
and right now.
Hey.
I know I done messed it up, but thank you that I messed it up
anyway.
Because now I can see you.
Yeah.
Thank you anyway, regardless of what's happening in my life, because I know there's something else on the other side
yes.
of what's happening.
Yes.
Y'all going back to sleep.
Now,
you ever had so many bad stuff, things happen to you? That you couldn't wait for the good stuff.
Yeah.
And when the good stuff came, you appreciated
yes.
it because you were sick of the bad stuff.
Yes.
I get tired of the negative and bad stuff.
Yeah.
And while I'm going through it, it just seems so hard and so rough. And half of it is because of what I did. But eventually, there's the good stuff that comes.
Yeah.
And when it comes, I'm just a cheesing and a smiling.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're broke and ain't got no money. And then the check hit the account
yeah.
Thursday evening. Now, all of a sudden, things have changed for you. Your whole mindset has changed. You waiting up actually till 12 midnight to see if it hits. And when it hits, you on your way to get something to eat on. We got to celebrate. We got to, amen, I got to do something. Amen. Whew, thank you, Lord, the check came this time. Am I helping anybody? Keep your head up, people. The God of heaven has blessed us. He's given us everything we need, even
yeah.
in the chastisement of the Lord. It's okay.
Yes.
You're seeing that it's okay. He can forgive you.
Yeah.
But you got to throw up your hands.
Yeah.
Bible said when he came to himself.
Yes.
In other words, when he saw himself in a condition that wasn't familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had time with that. In a condition that was not familiar.
Yeah.
That he said, who is this? Who am I? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Dad got servants at the house.
Yeah.
They balling. They got it better than me.
Yeah. Come on, Steph.
At least they get the T-bone instead of the filet mignon. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well,
they at least get a T-bone
yeah.
and a baked potato.
Yeah.
Here I'm down here with half a piece of corn. I got to move because time is gone, but what is this? Some good stuff in here. Look at Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verse 1, the Bible says what?
Oh God. You are my God.
You're my God.
Early will I seek you.
Early will I seek you. Read.
My soul thirsts.
It what?
It thirsts.
Sometimes you just got to thirst for God.
Mm-hmm.
Throw up your hands. You've been drinking and sipping on all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Start sipping on Jesus.
Yeah.
Start letting him infiltrate your life. Let him be part of your diet. Matter of fact, make him your diet. And watch and see what happens. Bet you'll keep your head up. I bet stuff will hit the fan and you'll just be looking like, ah, God, you good. Boy, you a good God. Because you find strength where you think you're supposed to be weak. Was that not Paul's argument, 2 Corinthians chapter 12? He said there was given me a messenger for Satan to buffet me. At least I become exalted above measure. I asked the Lord 3 times to remove it, and you know what he told me? My grace is sufficient. I'm telling you, sometimes you got to just appreciate grace and keep rolling through the place. Don't worry about what it looks like. Every bump is a boost.
Yeah.
When the devil messed, the Lord blessed. He gives you opportunity to be in his good graces.
Yes.
But you got to see it that
gotcha.
Way.
Yeah.
You got to say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done.
Yeah.
And you got to keep moving.
Because
I don't care what it looks like. The devil will always make it look worse than what it really is.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he know he condemned and he wants you condemned.
That's right.
But don't be condemned when you can be saved.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang out with salvation than condemnation.
Yeah.
Condemnation don't get you nowhere. Look at our churches.
Ah.
I got to move on. That don't cost you nothing. But when you give salvation, if people know it's a free gift,
yeah,
and they know they can be forgiven of their sin, boy, the church is hopping.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah shouting.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of them say, you might work. I know that ain't popular. Some of y'all ain't going to like that later on. But I don't care.
Right.
I'm at a point where I understand what God has done for Stan.
Yeah, yeah.
So you may think I'm wrong, but you see God about that.
That's
and
right.
While you're seeing God about that, I'm going to keep on skipping, hopping, shouting,
yeah,
thanking my Lord along the way.
Because
I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, he's the one I answer to. I don't answer to you. So you don't like me? Well, I holler at you. You go on the way. I ain't going nowhere. Are you listening to me? Keep your head up. Throw your hands up. Appreciate what God is doing for you. I got to keep moving. But then you got to throw your feet up. Got to appreciate that God got you covered.
Uh-huh.
Get for me Psalms 3. We'll be there in just a moment. Deja, I need you real quickly. I know y'all wondering all them boxes up there. They wasn't for Deja's point earlier. That's just for mine. But I appreciate it. Look at me. Little spirit get to moving. I move all kind of stuff. Hope it ain't dropping it. I need you, Deja. Just one thing. I need you just to stand right on top of that board, man. Let me tell you something. Is it sturdy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I'm glad you did that because you're making it your own. Because this is my point. This is your life. This is who you are. You and the board are one. Okay, all right. You got that. Now, Deja has a life like we all do. You can choose what you do with your life. God gives you choices and you can make decisions. It's up to you to keep your life the way God wants you to keep it. But every now and then, you know, your life, you got to have a little fun. Y'all know what we do. You know, the devil show you some stuff and you be like, I want some of that. Amen. I know that ain't exactly how it come out all the time. But, you know, you ever got in a situation where someone was cussing at you and you just had to give them a piece of your mind? I know Deja has, and sin sets in.
No peace.
You ever gotten that point?
Yes,
how you feeling? You all right?
Good.
Yeah. Sometimes that sin make you feel good.
Yeah.
Y'all quiet? Yeah. Got that off my chest. All right. Yeah. That, they know where I stand now. See, I figured that. Uh huh. Then some more sin come in. Now you're prideful. Uh huh. You need some stunners? You need some stunners? Yeah. You know what that's called? It's called pride. Gonna add some stuff.
Uh-huh.
You gonna keep on sinning. Uh-huh. Now he think everything revolve around him.
It does.
Gets to a point to where you look and begin to see Deja. He's so comfortable in sin, he lean with it. Rock with it. Amen. Yeah, now don't rock. You thought you were standing on a rock. But you done created your own demise. You positioned yourself as to be your own God. Amen. Is this making any sense to anybody? Yeah, don't move. I know you stunting, but that sin closing you in. No, ain't no player nothing. I get your player. But remember, you wanted to play. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. Uh-huh. You took that money from your mama. Uh-huh. Went on your way. I'm out of here, mama. I don't like your rules. I'm going to do what I want to do. Amen. Is this making sense to anybody? And pretty soon, Deja needed some stunner glasses. Now he needs some Superman vision. Amen. And it gets to a point where you have positioned yourself. Position yourself to be boxed in by sin. Sin overtakes you. Now the Lord is using and allowing your sin, should I say, to chastening you. I ain't heard from Deja in a minute. Y'all think he all right? I'm just curious. I mean, that's what he wanted, was it not? I mean, Deja, I think your tone has changed. Sin, people. Sin will leave you boxed in. And at the end of the day, you'll be all by yourself. But God, who's rich in mercy and great love, wherewith he loved you, gave you one more chance. And the Bible says in our text of Hebrews 12, strengthen your hands, your knees, and your feet. Amen. Throw up your hands. Let me see your hands. Can you throw them up? All right. Come here, Don. Get there and make sure none of these boxes go flying nowhere. All right, Deja, go on, bust out. All right. Now you got to still stand here. This is your life. Now look at it. It's a mess. It's a hot mess. And that's a real hot mess. And I stacked the boxes. Now you put them back. Here's the point. This is verse 14. Verse 13 of the text, Hebrews 12. He says, clear the path. Amen. For the long distance runners. In other words, keep your head up. Get back in the game. Your hands are strong. You done threw them up. Your feet are strong. You done threw them up. Now lift up the feet, heads, and hands of everybody else. Amen. In other words, may your sin and God redeeming you from your sin be a testimony to somebody else not to sin. Move past your inability and move in his ability. In other words, appreciate the mountaintop visions and experience that you've received so you can know how to handle the valley of inaction. When hell breaks loose and things ain't going right, you can appreciate God and who he is. Amen. And every now and then you get a brother want to come along and help you with your stuff. Amen. Sometimes it makes the journey a little bit easier. Now you're taking sin and you're like, ha, okay, we're good. Amen. You can just, amen. Y'all all right? Just making any sense? Yeah. Hey, hold on, that was my sin. No, that's your sin. That's not mine. But you can appreciate what God has done for you. People, I'm telling you, end of the day, God loves you. He loves you. He don't want you to suffer beyond where you're at. But it's going to be you who chooses to be freed or to suffer. The chastening of the Lord is to bring you close to him, so that you can rest in his bosom, so you can find the strength you need. Look here, this preacher here, Stan, I ain't got it together. I'm trying. But stuff gets hard.
That's right.
It get hard out here for a preacher.
That's right.
No. Y'all don't hear me. It get hard.
That's right.
And then I got two souls at the house I gotta worry about, aside from my own. Then I got the souls of God's people at Hawthorne, those who visit and come, where I got to make sure I'm giving God's people what they need.
That's good words, Dan.
Because if I don't, they could falter, they could fall, they could stumble, they could slip, just like me. So my position, I have to take it so that I can encourage these people, help people to see that he's a God of second chance. He can allow you to get out of what you're in. But the question all comes down to, what do you want to do?
That's the word.
I want to encourage you this morning. Keep your head up.
Thank you, Stan.
Keep your head up.
Thank you, man.
Don't allow life, situations, circumstances to box you in. God sets you free.
Yes.
And the Bible said, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free,
is free.
He's free
indeed.
Are you here this morning and not a believer? Come by faith, repentance, accept him to be your Savior, your God. And you know, you may be looking like you're boxed in life. God will let you break out.
So will.
You can't break through unless you're broken in. Sometimes it takes you being boxed in to break out. Sometimes it takes suffering. And I know that's a word as believers we don't like to hear. But I remember this old brother. I love that brother dearly. Bless his soul, he done passed on. He used to always say, son, I've not suffered enough. And I couldn't quite understand what he was saying as a young man, but I get it now. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 12, we've not yet to resist against bloodshed because of sin. We've not yet gone to that point. Deja said, we ain't experienced no pain with the shedding of blood. Ain't nobody gotten to that point.
Not yet.
But Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
But Jesus suffered through all the pain and agony, shedding of his blood, so that we can sit here today justified, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
So maybe you're here and you're not a believer. Again, we want to plead with you. Come to Christ.
Come on now.
Accept him to be the Savior. Let us baptize you in water for the remission of your sins. And we'll set all the boxes up after you're baptized so you can knock them down too.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're here and you are a believer. Maybe you feel trapped in today. Uh-huh. We'll set some boxes up for you if that's what you need so you can break them down.
Because
I'm telling you, that with God, it's that easy.
It's that easy.
He wants to save you.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to see what he sees.
Set them free, Stan. Set them free.
And he is telling you, keep your head up. In the words of Earth, Wind, and Fire, keep your head to the sky.
Yes.
Appreciate what God has done for you. Well, I've exhausted you enough. God bless you. If you need to respond to God's call, please do so as together we stand in